in really not long to go now until the start of the Olympics, and Team GB has some great hopes of medals as well in the tennis.
Well, for sure, when you get to this stage at Wimbledon, your mind starts to think about what comes after it, and with a busy summer season, Rio for the players certainly has been an after Wimbledon conversation. So with now us coming to the end, it's right on the agenda. Final preparations really hotting up, and I guess starting to focus on performance rather than preparation.
What will your role be?
Well, my role in the build-up to it has been to sort out all the operational side, the management side, the logistics. Going to an Olympic Games is a very, very big operational mission to pull together. And then once we're on the ground, it's my job to make sure the coaching staff and the players can then perform and manage themselves in what will be a very challenging environment as well as possible.
Andy Murray will, of course, be defending his title. The field, though, is very, very strong. It seems to be a big priority for Roger Federer. He's been talking about it for years. But a big opportunity for Andy to retain that title.
Well, I believe nobody's defended their title since tennis was reintroduced in 1988. So Andy's always one that's seeking a little bit of history. So this presents no better opportunity. In terms of the other players, I think the tennis event at the Olympics is now quite well established amongst the players, and there's a number of high-profile names that don't yet have a singles gold medal to their name, which, if you throw in all the factors, should make for an extremely exciting Olympics draw this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's seen with golf, lots of high-profile names dropping out. For them, I guess it hasn't been in the Olympics for over 100 years, so tennis has been established enough now that players can sort of dream about that, can't they now?
Yeah, I mean, all I know about is the tennis players, really, and how they view it. And, you know, stood here at Wimbledon and remembering what happened here 4 years ago, I certainly think sparked the imagination of all the players. So Olympic tennis is very much in the front of their minds.
Now, Andy will team up with his brother, Jamie. They've both talked about how much of an amazing dream come true it would be to win gold together in Rio, and they've got a good chance as well.
Well, if you look at their record, of course, the Davis Cup escapades last year showed how good a team that they can be. I think that, you know, it's not about necessarily their potential to win. It's all the other factors that come into it, too. You know, they haven't played in a knockout draw, for example, for a while. They've just played Davis Cup doubles. So as a team, it's hugely exciting. And no question, they go in with a fantastic opportunity.
Yeah, and Jo Konta rising up the rankings, and she's going to be a good outside chance as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Jo continues to, you know, tick new boxes, so to speak, as she goes along, and for her right now, anything is possible. I think the thing to remember with Jo is it's her first Olympics. She wasn't part of the setup, wasn't in the team ranking wise back in London, so it's her first Olympics, so hopefully it will be an experience for her, but one she can perform at really well as well.
And the team's been expanded since it was originally named as well. You've got Carl Edmund in there now, Colin Fleming, Dominic Lott as well. Is that all part of an appeal process, was it?
Well, the way it's all part of the way the ITF managed the acceptances to the event. So we had confirmed places at the initial point when we made our team nomination. But we also made it clear that we had selected other athletes as well. And there was a timeline with which was then followed around when we heard whether they got in or not. So it's fantastic news that we've got a team of seven athletes potentially going to Rio. And I still say potentially because we have to make an appeal for two of those players, which is based on their Davis Cup eligibility. So the ITF mandate that you play a certain number of Davis Cup ties in the 4 years between the London Games and then the Rio Games. And of course, because of the success of our team, it's been quite hard for players to break into that team. So we've got hopefully what we feel are strong appeals, and we hope to be successful with those.
And when it comes to the mixed doubles pairings, when does that get decided? Has it been decided?
We've got time on our side on that one. We have to nominate that team on the 9th of August, which is the Tuesday of the first week of the Games. I would be lying if I said we didn't have options. We've clearly got options across the team, but you know, there are many things to factor in. It's a 16 team draw, which isn't a lot, so you've got to find a combination that first of all is going to get into the draw. The mixed double starts on the Wednesday, which is I think the third round of the men's singles and the quarterfinals of the men's doubles. So there's a lot of tennis that's going to be played, so it is going to be a decision that we take, you know, when we get there, of what we feel when we have to nominate is the best compatible team that we think can medal.
Can you use Andy in the mixed doubles, really, just due to the fact that, I mean, he's already got far at Wimbledon, he's got Davis Cup quarterfinal to come, he comes before the US Open as well, so it's playing in three events would be quite tough on him, wouldn't it?
That's what I mean in terms of waiting to see what happens when we get there. You know, we don't know how much tennis will be played here, Davis Cup, in Toronto even. You know, there's so much tennis to be played, it would be unwise for us to make a definitive decision at this point. As I say, you're not signing in until the Tuesday, which is either you'd know if you're in the third round of the singles by then. So there are so many variables in the mix. But as I say, it's our job to find the best team that we think can win a medal when we're out there.
How many of the players will stay in the Olympic Village?
Everybody in our team will stay in the village apart from Andy Murray.
Just finally, what advice do you give the players about the Zika virus? It's an ongoing topic.
Well, and of course, a topic everybody is taking extremely seriously, as you would well imagine. The benefit of being in an Olympic Games is you work very closely with the British Olympic Association, and their medical staff are providing us with regular updates on the status of the virus and as well as strategies to manage yourself when we're in the Rio environment. So we are listening to the advice of the BOA and we're sharing that with the players as soon as we get that. And you know, if they still have other questions, then we will absolutely recommend they seek further advice, because they have to be comfortable to go and perform.